There I'm with a gentleman. Can you tell me your name, please?
Yes, it's Ross Minter. I'm an ex-professional fighter, English champion and world title challenger. Been retired 4 years now, and now I'm promoting, but obviously still in with a bit of charity work, etc.
So why have you come along today? Because obviously we know this is part of Lambeth Boxing, which was started by Darren, who was quite horrified about the riots. I don't think he had a lot to do with all this, did he? And then, am I right?
Yeah, I don't know too much about his involvement with it.
Right.
But all I know is what he's trying to do and what he's trying to achieve. And I think it's fantastic. You know, it's an awesome thing, because at the end of the day, people that are getting involved in the riots and the and knife crime, etc., you know, it's awareness, really. I think people need to look into it and think why. So at the end of the day, that's what he's doing, and happy days.
So have you sort of linked up together?
No, but all I've done is he told me about what was happening today. Could we just spread a bit of awareness and come and play the football? And
So you've done that, that's really nice. Are you a local?
No, I come from Crawley.
Okay.
Down in West Sussex. So yeah, travelled down here and haven't played football for 10-12 years, so it's good to sort of do a little bit, you know. So
how do you, you know, all right, so you've come, and what would you say to youngsters who are spiralling out of control? Because obviously this is about gun and knife and youth problems.
Yeah, at the end of the day, there's so much more out there than there is on the street and in gangs, etc. If you can try to be associated with something else, you know, give yourself something to follow, something to push yourself. And again, my background, obviously boxing, it's an unbelievable stage, you know, for people and kids to actually learn and learn respect and think, okay, hold on a second, I can push myself in this, I can do this. You know, just the training itself, it's unreal. And yeah, they need to go on to try and... It's very hard because the councils, the committees and whatever don't really show it as much as they should do. But that's what this is today's about, and that's what these people like Darren are trying to do. And if you can get it out there to the masses, you know, it will help the, you know, the kids of today.
So tell me a little bit about the Queensbury Boxing League.
Yeah, well, the Queensbury Boxing League, that's what I'm into now. Obviously, I was a pro fighter, come out of pro. I thought, well, again, what is there for people to do? What in between amateur and professional? There's not a sort of semi-pro league or anything like that, like there is in football.
Oh, do you feel like people could be neglected in
boxing? Oh, massively,
boxing,
massively.
Right.
You know, you're an amateur boxer, you get loads of fights and this and that. You turn 18, suddenly there's nothing much out there, and they go, oh, well, what to do? And again, you know, people can go down the wrong paths. So I brought a league.
Well, I guess they would, especially if they're trained boxers and they've got nothing to do.
Exactly.
They've got all this aggression, skill and strength.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. And it's that where we've come along and developed a league where these people can come into it and now still fight, still box, still train hard to put their thing, you know, into action. So, yeah, it's good.
So you're a little bit of a mentor, really?
A little bit, yeah. There's no one else doing it. It's a new thing. It goes out in Eurosport. Yeah, we're really trying to build something big, you know, and hopefully it will come good.
Well, thanks so much. It's really lovely helping the kids. Thanks, Ross the Boss.
Brilliant. Cheers. Thank you.